You're listening to the Building Psychological Strength Podcast, Professional Edition. My name is April Seifert. Not only am I a doctoral level psychologist, but I've been a successful entrepreneur for a number of years and have learned firsthand that building psychological strength can have a direct impact on your professional success. In this Friday edition of the podcast, I'll offer you tools, tips, tricks, and information to help you become stronger, more resilient, and more successful. Let's get to it. Orison Swett Marden said, "A good system shortens the road to the goal." And also, as Rihanna famously said, cheers to the freaking weekend. I'm so glad you're here, friends. We're almost there. Happy Friday. I want to talk about something that is kind of a funny topic. And I'm going to start by telling you two things that, you know, when I network with people that I hear more often than anything else. The first thing I hear is, "You've got so much going on. I look at your LinkedIn page or your website or the podcast and all this stuff, and it seems like you have so much going on. How do you get so much done?" So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, and this one's maybe after people have gotten to know me a little while and have worked with me to some extent, they'll say, "Why in the heck are you so rigid about the systems that you use?" Now let that sink in for a second. How is it that you can get so much done? And why is it that you're so rigid about the systems that you use? People don't realize that these two things are intrinsically related. They are two sides of the exact same coin. The reason why I can get so much done in a day and get a lot done and stay, think, more sane than you would expect given everything that's going on, more at peace, calmer, more steady, not perfectly steady, but more steady. The reason why I can is because I impose systems on almost everything that I do that happens regularly or in the same way, or on a repeated fashion. People don't realize that the more that you use systems, so structure in the form of these systems, is what creates flexibility and efficiency for me. Because not only is it that I get a lot done, like that's totally the case, but it allows me the ability to be flexible, to fit a workout in at random times and, you know, go to a happy hour or meet a friend for lunch or, you know, do something fun with my kids, just seemingly out of nowhere. But it's because I impose systems in the most important parts of my life. Let me give an analogy that you've probably heard used in a lot of business contexts. So you imagine a big, container, like a big vase, right? And you've got a bunch of rocks and you're going to try to figure out how to fit them in. If you put the small rocks in first, you'll find that starting with the small things, right, they take up space and like you don't end up having enough room for the larger rocks as you get to them. But if you start with that container and you first fill the container with the biggest rocks, then you pour in the medium-sized rocks and they sort of trickle down into the crevices between the big rocks. And then you pour the pebbles in and kind of shake the container and they settle in the cracks. And then you pour in sand and it settles in and you can fit so much more in that container. That is what I think about every time I am developing a new system for something that I do repetitively, often, in the same way, or that needs to happen on a regular basis. So that structure allows me to put the big rocks in first. The most important tasks get done in that container. They get put in there because there's a system around how they operate. I'm going to give a really, really concrete example that you are experiencing right now. People, other podcasters, ask me all the time, "How in the heck are you releasing 3 episodes a week? this makes no sense. Like, this is exhausting. I have no idea how you're doing it, along with running businesses, having a family, and taking care of yourself. Like, I don't know how this is humanly possible. Here's why it's humanly possible. Each one of my episodes has its own system. My Monday episodes all get batched. They all get done all at once, one day per week, and I record them and schedule them to be released all in one big fell swoop. It happens all in about the context of an hour, one day per month. So I use that 1 hour per month, and I know that I've got Monday Mindset Minute created, recorded, edited, and scheduled, and I don't have to think about it for a month. Second, my Wednesday episodes. These episodes also get batched. They get batched via a scheduling link, via an intake form, via a systematized machine behind the scenes where I am sourcing interviews, I'm bringing people through an evaluation process, they're scheduling themselves, they're uploading all the information that I need, and all of this is happening because of the use of technology, and I'm fitting them into my calendar in a way that batches them together and makes it as efficient as possible for me to do those interviews. All of those recording files get put into a share drive, and my editor, the amazing Cameron Hill, does his magic and turns them into a Wednesday episode, and then I release them. So that all happens with its own system. And these Friday episodes are a very similar thing. They get batched and recorded together so that I can make sure that I get them out on time. And it's not taking up this, you know, last week we talked about scheduling, right? And time confetti and how it can get away from you when you just have like little 15-minute bunches everywhere. It minimizes the chances that that will happen because everything gets bunched together. And not only that, but I rely on things like technology, calendars, and predictable schedules to help me impose these systems. So I'm going to go to the Wednesday episodes as an example because they are the core beast of this episode, of this podcast, right? They've been the episode that I've released for 5 years, every single Wednesday for 5 years, pretty close. And they happen in the same way. It happens because I've set up technology behind the scenes to allow me to send calendar links out, to allow me to, and that calendar link includes an intake form where people fill out all the information that I need. They upload their headshot. I have everything they need from their agent, all of their marketing materials, links to their book or whatever it is that they're excited to talk about so I can familiarize myself with it. All of that happens without me doing anything. All I have to do, if a person's agent reaches out to me, or if I reach out to somebody who has a really cool book that I want to be able to talk about on the podcast, I send them one link. I say, hey, if you want to be on the podcast, that'd be amazing. Just find a calendar or find a time on your calendar that fits using this link. And just fill out the form that will automatically pop up. That person gets reminders. It sets this cascade of emails and just, technology in place just because they've been sent this one calendar link. So that one sort of behemoth example is an example of a very structured process that allows me to get one of my big rocks, this podcast, done every single week, 3 times a week. This podcast is one of the most meaningful, important things to me that I do. Even though I make next to no money from it, it's not something that I charge for. I mean, really, it's a labor of love that is essentially a hobby. I love it. And it's important to me that it gets done. It's a big rock for me. And because of that, I systematize it. And creating that systemization that allows me to make sure that it gets done every single week. And then outside of that and a few other big rocks that need to happen each week, I get to have ultimate flexibility and ultimate peace of mind because I know that those systems and that structure it has taken care of the most important things for me. So I want you to think about your own situation. What are things that you do often in the same way at the same time? They have to happen every week, or they're extremely important. Anything that meets those criteria is repetitive, is important, happens in the same way, all of that. Please consider creating a system, and essentially what you're doing is creating a habit around those big rocks. Because what you'll find is it removes all the cognitive load from your mind for having to think about and remember and try to figure out how you're going to get it all done. The system takes care of it, removes all of that cognitive load. It makes sure you get the big rocks done every week, and it allows you ultimate flexibility outside of those big rocks and peace of mind because you know you've gotten the most important things done because of your systems. So I promise you, if you build structure into your week, if you use systems to do that, it will allow for flexibility and peace of mind because you know you got your most important things done. I really hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for joining me for this professional edition of the Building Psych Strength podcast. If you're an entrepreneur or a business professional and you're interested in becoming more successful, hit the subscribe button. And until next week, be strong, be resilient, and be successful.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save